Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive. The message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I'll pray with you. If you have any question about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus to ask for you. If you have any comments, I ask you to limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes on the comments. And if you call in to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord have been sending through his angel messenger, I will get that to you as well. And for those of you that don't like asking questions over there, give me your prayer request. Contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com, and I will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, for those of you that are listening, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the blessed word of the Lord. We thank you, dear God, that, Lord God, that you have watched over us, and you have blessed us to assemble together once again. I pray at this moment, Lord, that you will bless me to deliver your word to those who are listening. And Father, I pray that your anointing as the Holy Ghost will be upon me in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, I just thank you for this opportunity you've given me. And, Lord, I will give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. I want to start off today reading to you guys this article. And after I read it, I want to go into the scriptures with you. And I want to start off reading this article. And this article that come out actually the date I see on here is today. But I take that back. It actually came out July the 28th, 2022. And the title of this article is titled, Brooklyn Pastor Robbed During Sermon, Stole Parishioner's Savings, Lawsuit Alleges. Okay. Amen. And I want to read to you concerning this today. And then, like I said, I'm going to go into the Word of God. Amen. It says the Brooklyn pastor who say he was robbed in the middle of giving his Sunday sermon stole $90,000 in retirement savings from one of his own parishioners. A lawsuit filed last year in Brooklyn Supreme Court alleges. Now this pastor, and some of you may have heard of it, some of you may not. And I think this may have been last week or even close to the date of this article on the 28th, but I think it was last week or something like that, where this pastor in Brooklyn, he was giving a sermon on live on the air. I think it's on TV or something like that. And these three men came and robbed him and his wife. I think they got anywhere from $400,000 to $1 million worth of jewelry off of them. Okay. So this is what it's talked about. So he got robbed. And so it said here, the Brooklyn pastor who said he was robbed in the middle of giving his Sunday sermon stole $90,000 in retirement savings from his own parishioners. A lawsuit filed last year in Brooklyn Supreme Court alleges. Lamar Whitehead, the bishop and leader of Tomorrow International Churches in Canarsie, is accused of convincing 56-year-old Pauline Anderson to invest nearly her entire life savings in one of his firms with the promise that he could help her buy a home despite her bad credit history, the court papers say. Now, Anderson, which is the lady that gave the money, Anderson wrote Whitehead, who was the pastor, a $90,000 cashier's check in November 2020 and relied on him to give her $100 a month allowance to pay for her living expenses, according to the lawsuit. Now, it says, after months went by in early 2021, without the monthly payments or progress on the home purchase, Whitehead allegedly told Anderson that he was treating her investment as a donation to his then campaign for Brooklyn Borough President. So he run for some kind of office of Brooklyn Borough President, and he said, now the $90,000, from what I'm understanding and seeing here, that she gave it for, he had promised her that he can help her buy a home despite her bad credit history, but he promised to give her $100 a month allowance for her living expenses, okay? And so now time go by, and you go now to about, what, 2021, she confronts him about it, and he says now that he was treating her investment as a donation to his campaign. Now, he said he had no obligation to pay it back. Now, this is what is reported. It said, he said he had no obligation to pay it back. Now, it goes on and says, Mr. Whitehead fraudulently induced Ms. Anderson to liquidate her entire life savings to pay him the investment of $90,000, promising to use the funds to purchase and renovate a house for her, alleges the lawsuit. Ms. Anderson was instead left with nothing but a vague promise by Mr. Whitehead to pay the funds back in the future, followed by an assertion that he had no further obligation to do so. Anderson declined to comment through a family member who said Anderson didn't want to talk because the litigation is still pending, okay? Whitehead, who shared a close relationship with Mayor Eric Adams when Adams served as Brooklyn Borough President, didn't respond to a message left with his church on Wednesday. He has in the past served time in state prison following convictions for identity fraud and grand larceny. And this is this pastor. So in the time past, he went to prison for identity fraud and grand larceny. A message left for Whitehead's attorney wasn't immediately returned. On Thursday, after this article was published, Whitehead told the Daily News that Anderson was being untruthful. Her son was a member of my ministry who was removed because he was unintegral. It's a lawsuit because of who I am, he said. Everybody that tried to sue me because of my celebrity status is just going to keep going in trying to do what they do. Now, it says video that went viral on Sunday shows three men clad in black Robin Whitehead and his wife of their pricey jewelry in the middle of his sermon shortly after 11 a.m. Now, one of the men appears to put a gun in Whitehead's back as he collects the jewelry, which was reported as being valued between $400,000 and $1 million. Whitehead, a pastor known for Instagram videos displaying his high-end tastes in cars, clothes, and real estate, has offered $50,000 to information leading to the arrest of the alleged bandits. The NYPD on Wednesday released surveillance video that shows the three alleged robbers crossing the street just before they enter Whitehead's small Canarsie church. Okay. Now, I went into this article, and actually it was another article on this same thing where that the pastor said, hey, you know, you already heard that, and it was reported in the other article that he calls himself celebrity. And they say he's very flashy, as I read to you there, and it said in the other articles I was looking at that he liked flashing, you know, driving the Bentleys and flashing them, wearing the Gucci suits. He liked flashing. He said he had the right to, I don't know, it's all about what he purchased, but he's known as a flashy pastor. Now, I go to this, and the reason why I'm bringing this to you, because the title of this message here is Pastor Robbed and Got Robbed. And here's what I want to bring before you, because what is going on here, even other pastors are doing it. Now, of course, he said that, you know, she's wrong and she's lying. But and then he says in a report that he had no obligation to give her the money back. Okay. Now, not only this pastor, but there are other pastors, and I'm going to go into the Word of God and give you some scriptures that came to me concerning this. that, in fact, let's go to Isaiah. I can speak more from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 56. And very well, God used Isaiah to speak about what is happening today among those who are calling themselves in the ministry, okay? And what is happening to people, what they're doing to people, okay? Amen. And glory be to God. Now, and another article I read on this same story said that he even got up, and I don't know, was it last Sunday or something like that, and he started rehearsing, I think, how he got robbed. Now, he's speaking on this, but one thing about that you need to understand, that when you look and claim as the victim, being the victim, if you done some low-down dirty stuff, it's going to come out on you. Not only this pastor, but a lot of pastors are very flashy, okay? And they're making people think that the outstanding God life is to have the Bentleys and the cars and all that. Now, the other article I read to you said that he even took that $90,000 and put it down on a $4.4 million house, okay? That at one time he said that, hey, he considered it as a donation to his campaign, okay? Hallelujah. Now, he's saying, okay, the woman just mad because her son, you know, he messed up and all that stuff. He was in the ministry with me. He messed up. She said, but you ain't returned the money? Now, Isaiah chapter 56, verse 10 says this. And it says, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. You have pastors and preachers out there who are getting over on people. This watchman, one of the things it represents is those who are supposed to be leaders. Okay? These preachers and pastors who want you to think that it's all about the money, all about the big cars and the big houses. And amen. And the word said here that they're blind. Hallelujah. He said they are all ignorant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They have no true connection with God. Hallelujah. To get the knowledge they need from God to direct people. Why? Because they all are into the things of this world. Okay? Amen. In other words, only thing I had to do is come up with a couple of scriptures and repeat it to you. And because you think I'm a pastor and I should know, I can say these scriptures mean this, and therefore you got to do and give to your pastor. So God said they are blind. They are all ignorant. They are dumb dogs. Now, the word dumb here is not meaning what people think, oh, duh, like that, dumb. No, the word dumb means mute. In other words, you've heard of a deaf and dumb person. That means that they can't hear, and the dumb part means they can't talk. Well, and he said that they are dumb dogs that cannot bark, okay? Now, one of the things that we understand by a dog barking, one of the things that a dog barking can symbolize is like a warning. Okay. In other words, if you had a dog at the house, and let's say the dog stopped barking at night, just bark. Okay. Maybe at first thing you might think to yourself, it must be another dog out there he barking at. But if he continually barking, you're going to get up and see, okay, what is he barking at? It's not like you're going to sit there and ignore it, especially if he barking to a point like it's getting kind of aggravated. So you want to get out there and see. And sometimes, like for example, if you got there's certain dogs, hey, only thing you had to do is step your toe on the grass in the yard, and they barking. So here, when he said they're dumb dogs, they cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving a slumber, they got a lazy spirit. They are in ignorance, therefore they cannot warn you concerning the things of God. Amen. They can't. They have no speech. Okay? Hallelujah. They can't proclaim, hallelujah, the warnings of the Lord truthfully because they have no relationship or connection to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then he said, yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. When you look at it, a lot of these, and not just this minister here, but a lot of the others are just, you know, they give to them, give to their ministry. Give. They like they raking more and more and more. Amen. And they're flashing these big things. Now, notice, you have to ask yourself a question. Okay, he got robbed while he was doing the TV thing. What is you doing with $400,000 to $1 million worth of jewelry on you in that anyhow? Okay. What is that? And see, the thing about some of these ministers, they like to flash what they have. Now, he's known as the flash preacher. Okay. He like flashing. They say he like flashing. And I read in the other article, he like flashing the Bentleys and rolling in the Bentleys in the big house. He like flashing what they say he got some Gucci clothes. He like flashing that. Okay. Here's the thing. These so-called ministers or pastors that is milking the people out of this money and all they have a mind is to get rich, they like to flash what they got. Amen. They like to flash what they got, people. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you that they're going to answer to Almighty God for the greed that they're operating in. He said that there are shepherds that cannot understand. Why? Their minds are blind because what? For the simple reason is not only because they're in sin, but they are more into the things of this world. You got preachers, my God, telling people, for your healing, give the $1,000. It seems as though all this stuff is centered around money. Do God want you to have some things? Yes, he do. I'm not here to tell you that God wants you broke and your clothes tore up and your shoes, your feet sticking out your shoe. No. But guard your heart. Because if your heart lean more towards things you want than things you need, they're going to be a problem. I'm telling you now. Hallelujah. He says that they all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. These preachers are looking to their own way, not the way of God. Why? For their own gain. See, they're not going to do things God's way because God's way would not bring, that would not feed their greed. You understand what I'm saying? That's why they won't do things God's way. God's way would not feed your greed, people. Understand this. Whatever you got a greed for, God's way is not going to feed it. God is not about feeding your greed. Okay? He wasn't about feeding David's greed. They had all them wives. And some of you look at, well, you know, God gave them. No, he didn't give it to them. He permitted him to get it, but he didn't give no wives to them. Because why? God was not out trying to feed David's greed. And whatever you got a greed for, especially being evil, don't look to God to supply you with more of that same thing to feed your greed, because it's not going to happen. That's why here he said, he talked about these shepherds here. We read in Isaiah, he said that they cannot understand. They all look to their own way. So when you come to them about the way of the Lord, they're going to shoot it down, people. They're going to shoot it down. For the simple fact is that way don't feed their greed. It don't feed their greed. Hallelujah. You got many of these preachers saying, well, I should be compensated. They already got a job, and then they milking the church for more money. Listen, Peter and them had a job, and what did Jesus do? He called them from that job, called them into full-time ministry, and then he told them, said, whatever house you enter into, whatever set before you, that would you take. He didn't say, okay, Peter, your job, you're making all this, and then you get from the people. The Lord is not trying to make the ministry live like fat cat. He's not trying to do that. But those that claim to be in the ministry, many of them are deceiving the people. And guess what? It's more than just taking their money. They're leading souls astray. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think the true and living God is in heaven saying, you go, boy? That's right, you go, boy. No, he is upset. He's angry. Because many of his people have been wounded by many of these preachers who is after that money, amen, and putting that kind of stuff on them. Hallelujah. In fact, I want to read to you another scripture that came to me on this thing. And this comes from the word of the Lord, the fifth message. Fifth message, the fifth time the Lord sent his angel messenger, February the 4th, 1927. And this is what he said, Gloria. Thank you, Jesus. He said, let all those who can assist in the work of the Lord, let all those who can assist in the work of the Lord, and let the bands, now listen closely, let the bands be broken of the blind shepherds who have led away the Lord's people to dry pastures and to buy a forbidden path, that they may return unto the Lord their God. Now, he said, let the bands be broken. Now, when you think of a band, literally, one of the uses of a band, you can use it to tie something, right? Tie something to hold it down and stuff. Listen, these pastors who's making you think that it's all about the moolah, all about the big time houses, the car, these pastors have put bands on people. They got them in bondage, thinking that, hey, if I don't give to my pastor, I can't make it. And you got them coming on TV thinking that the only way you're going to get a healing is you got to give $1,000. You got to give some kind of money. Well, it's interesting that we see that in scripture. Okay. When Jesus went around healing folks, did he stop them and say, wait a minute, you got to give me so much money. You got to sow a seed of money for you to get this healing. Do you see that? See, I know some of them preachers get mad at what I'm saying to you right now. I know they don't want to hear it because, you know, I'm messing with their money-making scheme. Because, see, what they do is they know that many people don't study the word. And they know that these people are listening to them and looking at them because they say they are preacher. The people going, well, he's a preacher. He should know. So they say to themselves, I can tell them whatever and get some money out of them. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, this preacher that I read to you an article about, now, and the other article I read was saying the same thing, that she gave him nearly all her entire savings, with a return promise that he would get her a house, even though her credit was bad, renovate her house, give her $100 a month, you know, for living expenses, and then give nothing, okay? And then in this article I read to you, he said he was not obligated to give it back, okay? Somebody then gave you nearly all their savings, okay? Unless you had a straight-out agreement that she was a straight-out say, hey, I'm giving you this money because I want to sow a seed to the ministry. But see, the agreement was, I'm giving you this money, and you told me you can get me a house even though I got bad credit. That's a promise. And you promised me $100 a month. And here it is, the next year rolling around, you ain't gave nothing. And then you say, when I confront you, that you're considering the money you gave me, that I gave you, a donation to your campaign. And then in the other article that was speaking on this same situation, said that he took the $90,000 and put it down on a $4.4 million house. Lord Jesus, look at this. Hallelujah. Look at this, people. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Now, and so he said, Lord said, let the bands be broken. Okay? See, God is so powerful. He speak that word just like he said, let there be light. He said, let the bands be broken of the blind shepherds. And they have led the people astray. Many people are being led astray because they have been wounded by many of these pastors. They've been wounded. Because they look up and they start to realize, say, hey, he just wanted to get the money out of me. Amen. And you're causing a soul to turn away from God. And you think, or you ain't thinking, that God is going to be pleased with that? This is why we've been coming on this broadcast telling you Jesus is sending the Elijah. And you know the Elijah has to do, well, Malachi 4 said, turn the hearts of the father to the children and the hearts of the children to the father, lest he come and smite the earth with a curse. The first people that is on his assignment, given by Jesus Christ to get straightened out, to present that glorious church to Jesus when he comes, is guess who? The ministry. The ministry. Jesus is sending a word, a modern day word, that's going to cleanse and bring forth a purified ministry, okay? He started from the top, people, he coming down. He ain't doing vice versa. He started from the top and coming down. Why'd he do that? Because what's the need to start from the bottom and you get the bottom right and you try to send them in, but the people you put in leadership position is all corrupt? Well, it ain't going to do nothing but mess up the whole thing again. So you got to start from the top. And that's what he's doing. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what he's doing, people. Glory to God. Now, another scripture that come to me on this, if you go to Galatians chapter 6, Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. Now, look what the word of God says. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap what? Corruption. But he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life eternal. So what come to me, now you notice that as he and thus far took this woman's money, might well say he robbed her, he got robbed. And the thing about with him, now he had this dealing with this woman, like what you can say in secret or behind closed doors. It was not said that he had this deal with her openly before the congregation or anything. But look how he got robbed. He got robbed in the open, on TV. But here's the sad thing about it. There are some things that are going to hit people that will cause them to humble themselves and repent. Well, if you read the article, he ain't repented. Now, here's the thing that we all miss. When you do something, because he said, whatsoever you shall sow, you shall reap. So you sow bad, you get bad, period. You sow evil, you get evil. When you start reaping on that evil you sow, and you still in denial, then that means something greater got to come your way. Amen. Something greater's come your way. Hey, that's why you need to pray for this preacher that he repent. So far right now, from the articles I read, he ain't even geared toward that. All he's talking about how he got robbed, and in fact, he is giving a $50,000 reward for anyone that catch the robbers or turn them in. Okay, but he said nothing about repenting, and he said all this is about is his celebrity status. Wow, really? Well, I mean, my God, I didn't know Christians supposed to be celebrities. But see, all he doing is speaking in what's going on today. You got celebrity Christians in gospel music. They act like, you know, it's like they duplicating or imitating the world. Like the world had they awards and music awards and stuff like that and rolling the red carpet. You look and see at these big time conventions where they having these gospel music singers at and giving award. Look what they doing. And you will look at it and say, man, they look kind of like what they doing in the secular, where it is. It is. And see, God said judgment is going to come to these pastors that is ripping these people off. I'm here to give the word today because some of you that may be listening, maybe you've been involved in a situation like this. Maybe you've been around someone that had, or you just hearing about this too, and you going, man, you know, is there any kind of answer for what they're doing? Yes, it is. God is not just sitting up in heaven saying, that ain't my problem, that's y'all problem. No. They're going to answer. Listen, This minister here, right now, he in a probation of repentance. Pray that he repent before the time is up, because something greater is coming that's going to really shake him. You know, and like I said, these ministers, they're flashing their stuff. Man, I'm telling you, they're making it like being a Christian means being a million or billionaire. And see, because of their greed for money, because you know what greed will cause you to do. Greed will cause you to do some low-down stuff. It'll cause you to lie, okay? It'll cause you to do some low-down stuff to get that money. And that's what they're doing. Amen. God said they're greedy dogs. And what he said in Isaiah 56, he said they're greedy dogs, which can never get enough. And see, way this pastor going and flashing money, it ain't enough for him. He's going to want more and more. Now, you already went to prison for identity theft, okay, and grand larceny, dealing with money, okay? And what do 1 Timothy, what, 6 says? The love of money is the root of all evil. He didn't say money. He said you loving it. It's the root of all evil. Because why? You would do whatever you have to do, that includes evil, to get it. Okay? You would, if you can trip someone up and get that million, you'll do it. And this is what some of these pastors, just like this pastor I'm talking to you about, is doing. But it's not going to go unrewarded, people. Right now, hear this word. God is giving these ministers a chance to repent. If you don't repent, you're going to be exposed. He said here in Galatians, whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. Now, he didn't stole. Now, he didn't got robbed. And instead of humbling himself, he's still talking up and, you know, and talking about, well, this is happening to me because of my celebrity status. But what do you got? What business do you have of trying to be a celebrity? You're supposed to be a pastor, a Christian. What are you doing trying to be a celebrity? Lord, help us. See, the Lord is not going to continue to let his people be deceived. He's not going to continue to let these ministers who's got a greed for the money and just going around laying a seed of destruction, hurting people, causing them. You know, there's plenty of people who have left the church because they have come across so-called pastors who was greedy for money. Some of them pastors would talk about them, make fun of them, okay? Pastor riding in a Bentley, you riding in a Pinto, and you have trouble cranking it up each day, but he keep telling you, give to him and so to his ministry and so to his ministry. Then he going to put a number on you by how much money he want. Oh, yeah, listen, it's been a demand on how much money. You got pastors getting a grand or two a Sunday. They have made the ministry more like a money-making business, trying to make merchandise of the word of God. But guess what? My Lord Jesus said, you think you're getting over. He said, but I'm going to show you you're not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. And so this pastor and got robbed. In fact, he got robbed, what? The value of that jewelry was over 10 times more than what he got from that woman. Remember, he got 90,000. 90 times 10, that's 900,000. They said that jewelry worth from 400,000 to a million. So you're looking at almost as much as over 10 times more than what you're taking. You said, well, what are you getting at, Brother Nate? Well, the Lord let you know in the law of restoration and restitution, read Exodus chapter 22, that the return is always greater. I'm going to say that again. In the law of restitution and restoration, the return is always greater. So what he took over 10 times greater was taken from him. But guess what? He still ain't repent. Now, the Bible shows us in Revelation that there are going to be people afflicted, okay? But they still is not going to repent. Because the sin and the way they live, they're going to be afflicted in some kind of awful, but they still not going to repent. Because you would think when you see some of the stuff that they're going through and what's happening, you say, now surely he's going to repent right now. And you find out they don't. This man got that, he got robbed on the TV in the open, okay? Amen. Now, some might look at it and say, hey, maybe it was a setup by him. Because from what I understand, you can put some insurance on your jewelry if your home insurance don't cover the certain stuff. So some might look at it that way. But I'm going to tell you like this. I pray that he repent. Because I just showed you Galatians 6, where the Lord said, that whatever you sow, you're going to reap. And when you reap from something you sow, especially when you reap evil from evil you sow, and you still don't repent, that means the next thing that's coming to you is going to be greater. Amen. It's going to be greater. Hallelujah. Amen. It's going to be greater, people. No doubt about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the next scripture, James chapter 3. James chapter 3, verse 1. James chapter 3, verse 1. The word of God says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive a greater condemnation. So if you are in leadership position, like this pastor is, let me help you to something. The condemnation going to be greater on you because you're in a leadership position. And you are in a position where you can really influence some people. And see, that's why God said, let the bands be broken of the blind shepherd. Let those bands be broken. Amen. Some of these greedy dogs are very cunning in their words and can flatter you in a heartbeat. Amen. Just tell you how so great and important you are to the church. I mean, just can lay it all down on you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to look at one more scripture. Proverbs chapter 11. That it comes to me. Proverbs chapter 11. Verse 2. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2. And the word says, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Now, as I read it in the article, he talks about this is happening to me because of my celebrity status. This also all about, you know, what I'm buying. I got the right to buy whatever. Okay, get that. But flashing it, flashy, okay? You know, I'm going to tell you something that many of us don't think about. While we out there trying to get the most expensive stuff, trying to be, you know, as they say, keep up with the Joneses, trying to have the best looking house on the block and all that stuff, is that money that you're wasting on things that's going to waste away. And like I said, it ain't wrong sometimes to get something you want. But you got these pastors, they've been on getting everything, you know, pow, expensive. You know, people to talk and say, oh, look what he got. He got a $100,000 sailboat and all that stuff. Okay? The Bible said when pride cometh, then cometh shame. Okay? But with the lowly is wisdom. So embarrassment is going to come. Okay? I got to be honest with you, because listen, the pride he in, they say he's still doing the videos and coming out of the, you know, expensive car, talking about it's all about his celebrity status. And I'm just wondering, when did you have time to become a celebrity? And does scripture support you being a celebrity? Now, I have to be honest with you, I definitely don't believe it does. Nope. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I have to pray sometimes for myself. You know, it really saddens and bothers me at times to see ministers who are so money hungry taking advantage of, you know, you got some ministers. I mean, you got some congregants, people in the pews who has a genuine nice spirit, and the dangerous thing so easy to be persuaded. When you say, "Hey, I need you to put $10,000 on here," God's gonna give you that. They, many of them would do it in a heartbeat, and they'll tell you, "Well, I just want to do whatever the Lord says." And many times they don't have a mind to really check and say, okay, I need to check this out and really see that the Lord give you to tell me that. Because I've been around, like I say, I've been around a guy who used to constantly say, if you ask him something about the scripture, he'll say, well, whatever my pastor say. He had this thing where he kept saying it a lot. So whatever your pastor say, what you say? I mean, are you reading the word of God for yourself or what? And always with him, whatever my pastor say. And that was scary and dangerous. Because whatever his pastor say on it, such a situation, that's where he's going to go with it. He's not going to study the word for itself or none of that. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank God for the blessed word of God. Amen? Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, for your word, we thank you for your spirit and power of the Holy Ghost. And Father, we ask today that, I ask that you would bless those who have been listening, the seed that I've sown, bring forth the increase for your glory. In Jesus' almighty name. So, Lord, I praise you, and Lord, I magnify you, because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Thank God for the word of God today. Amen. So once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elias, a message in the broadcast entitled Jesus Word to Midnight Cry Broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.